Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. What company is this again?
We are a third-party call center that represent multiple companies with many products. If you provide me with your information, I'd be glad to assist you. What's your zip code?
06516.
One moment. Your name?
Okay. I can barely hear you. I hear a lot of rattling in the background.
What's your name?
Terry Chambers. What is that rattling?
I don't hear rattling. I don't have anything.
I do, though. But I do. You don't hear, but I do. So it's like somebody wadding up paper. It's hard to hear. Static. But go ahead. Yeah, see?
I don't hear anything, so.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Terry Chambers is my name.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chambers. How may I help you? Mr. Chambers?
I'm here, but I don't understand where you come from. You asked me my zip code. You asked me my name. You said you work with multiple product companies with products. And I called you, and I told you all that. Now, are you going to tell me, since I told you my information, what I ordered, what company I ordered from?
I see here, sir, on May 3rd, you agreed to pay $7.95 for a tactical bag that was shipped out on 5/3.
I ordered a tactical bag, and it's not even the right tactical bag. That's been 2 months ago. I didn't order another tactical bag, and it's $39.99 is what y'all charged me. I ordered nothing from this particular company. I have ordered nothing.
Sir, this transaction took place on May 3rd.
May 3rd. No. I'm calling you about a transaction taking place yesterday for $39.95.
Okay.
I ordered, what is that product? I didn't order no tactical bag. And anyway, I wanted to send the tactical bag. I'm glad you're on the phone. This tactical bag is like, it's like a mini lady's purse. It's not even, and the advertisement is false leading, like it's a big backpack you could put on your back. I got this thing in the mail and I do not want it. We never used it and it doesn't even work correctly. It's crazy. It's like a man purse, so to speak. It's not a tactical bag. But that's not what I was calling you for, but I'm glad I got you on the line.
Please listen. So that's why I was asking you, how may I help you, sir? Because I was telling you about the tactical bag. You said that's not what you called in about.
It's not what I called in about. Is I'm looking at my checking account.
Listen. Okay, so
and you just took out $39.95. This company.
Yes, sir.
I didn't order nothing from you.
Okay, so that's why I was explaining to you about the tactical bag is what initiated this charge, sir. Back on May 3rd.
I paid for that already.
Yes, sir. You did pay the shipping and handling of $7.95. Okay.
No, I paid for the entire bag. No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Oh,
I didn't pay $7.95. I paid for the entire bag.
So you did order the tactical bag, sir. Initially, you agreed to pay the
$7.95. I got this little bitty bag about maybe five inches across, 10 inches long, which I do not even want. And I paid for this bag, and I thought it was a backpack the way they advertise. It's false. It's misleading.
Mr. Chambers?
False advertising.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chambers, Terry Chambers. Okay, so the $795 is where you agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive that tactical bag as a gift, as a welcoming gift. Okay, that's that's what initiated all of this. All right, that you pay.
That's not true. What you're telling me? No, that's true.
I can cancel the $39.99. I need to cancel the membership based on the fact that it did roll you into
membership. Well, go. You go ahead and talk, because I don't have no membership with nobody. That's how they tricked me. You see, that's how they tricked me. I didn't have a membership for what?
Okay.
Well, tell me what the membership gonna give me in the long run, and tell me all about the membership. I never had a membership with anybody.
Hello, Mr. Chambers. This is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here.
Yeah, you just took $39.95 out of my account.
Okay, I have the account pulled up, Mr. Chambers, and I see that there was you ever offered a free gift by any chance?
No.
For a tactical bag?
No. I ordered a backpack. I don't even know what this hell is all about. Now you got me confused.
Okay, so if you've never entered in to win something, sir, then there what's ordered with us is a tactical bag. I can send you over to
the fraud department. Hold on, ma'am. I never entered to win anything from no company ever. I don't play those games. I'm an older person.
I'll be able to send you over. That's okay. Well, the tactical bag was ordered with us. I'll be able to send you over to the fraud department. I do just want to verify some information first on the account. Actually, I'll be able to handle the fraud claim. Let's see here. So go ahead and verify your email address for me, sir.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes, sir, we're just going to do a fraud. Mr. Chambers, I'm here to help you, and
listen,
if you said that you've never ordered it, then I'm going to have to do a fraud claim for you on this.
Never.
Okay.
I know what's going on now. I know what's going on.
Did you ever do it for a dash cam either, sir?
No. No, I did not.
Okay, no problem. Well, that's what I'll let you know, sir. That's what was ordered with us. So whoever had, someone may have had access to your card. What's the last four of your card that's being billed, sir?
I'm afraid. You got me scared now. I'm not at
liberty.
Already
have
Listen.
It on file, sir.
What is it? I know what it is.
Well, yes, sir. You're the one that's saying we're billing you. We need that to be confirmed so I can proceed with this fraud claim.
Listen, let me tell you this. Hold on, ma'am. I just got off work. I'm wide open. Listen, I don't play games or getting in organizations that, like you just told me that, have I ever got into, like, games or something like that to play. Or
no, not
a membership.
Games, sir. If you order,
entered
in, you have offered a free gift, and you sign up for it for shipping and handling to pay $7.95.
I did not do that.
Okay, no problem, sir. So someone may have had access to your card if you're being billed from us. So I'm verifying the account. I'm trying to do a fraud claim for you. It's in your name, and it was sent to your address, sir. So that's why I'm trying to get to the bottom of it for you. That's why I'm asking you if you can please verify the last four of the cards so that I'm able to help you proceed with this fraud claim, sir.
Could you bear with me for a minute?
No problem, sir.
Can I get my bank on the line while you're on the line?
No, sir, we're not able to do it that way. You can always call back with the bank on the line, but I'm able to assist you right now, sir, as best as I can. I'm able to help you out. You just need information to be verified. You're saying we have already billed you, sir. I have an account right here in front of me with your address on it, as well as
What's
with your
address?
Email. It starts with the 93 Union Avenue.
What's my
as
email?
Well as the last four of the card we have on file is 4155, and the email is terrychambers52@yahoo.com.
And I never, ever, ever asked somebody $7.95 to build me.
It was for a tactical bag originally for $7.95, and then if you don't cancel it out, it will bill you for that membership fee after that.
I'm
but if you never did it,
nothing.
If you, understandable, Mr. Chambers, and that's why I'm here to help. So if you were never a member, I'll be able to go ahead and do the fraud claim today. We just want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and false claims of fraudulent charges will result into a penalty such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household did the original purchase with us, it was back on May the 3rd for $7.95. Then I'll go ahead and proceed with the claim for you today.
I am going to get my bank. I'm going to call. You don't have to be on the line. Can you hold a minute? You guys are tripping me out. You guys are making me crazy.
No, sir.
Because
we're definitely here to help.
Because this is July. I bought a tactical bag, and it's only like maybe 5 inches long. It was misleading. I paid full price. I didn't pay for no membership. No.
Okay,
I'm talking
so what
now.
I'll do is I'll cancel it now, and I can issue a 50% refund back on that charge. Sir,
I paid the whole damn price. Don't be talking about trying to get extra money. I paid for this bag. I don't even want this. I might give it to a kid. That's how big it is. I paid for the entire thing.
Just shipping and handling, sir. It's
no,
in the terms
no,
and
no.
conditions. Whenever,
ma'am, I didn't pay no $7.95 for no.
Okay. Well, sir, what I'll go ahead and do is I'll go ahead and issue a full refund for the most recent charges that was billed to you. You'll get it back within about 3 to 5 business days.
You mean to say, hold on. I've been not watching my account. You mean to say you guys been billing me $39.95 for how long?
It declined.
Since May?
Well, in May, you originally did it. It did try to bill you on May the 3rd about, It did bill you on May the 8th. It tried to bill you on May the 10th. It was declined. And then it billed you again on June and in July. So I'm issuing the July chargeback to you.
What kind of membership am I in? What membership? What are you talking about membership? I don't have anything. What do you keep billing me for?
It's billing you for the voucher in your email. You'll receive $125 monthly discount shop for the shopping store that you're paying for, sir.
No, that's fraud. I want my money back. I want it back.
It's fraud. If it's fraud, sir, just say yes, and I'll be able to proceed with the fraud claim so that way we can have that on a recorded line for you. And whenever we send the information over to your bank, we'll have them verify the IP address, which was either the computer or their mobile device that it was originally ordered from. That way we'll be able to see who exactly did it with your information, sir, because they have all of your information down pat. So it has to be someone pretty close to you since it's your email, card, and phone number.
It doesn't have no... No, it doesn't have to be anybody close to me. I had to cancel my card 2 or 3 times last year. Nobody close to me did nothing. Bills in New York.
Well, they have your phone number, sir, and your email address.
I don't care what they have.
Okay, sir.
You
well, we got you canceled.
Look, man,
I did refund
you talk
your
crazy because you're supposed to know that criminals get all of that. You don't have to be close to you. So why are you messing with my head like this at 1 o'clock in the morning?
I'm messing
with
your head at all, sir.
Well, yes,
I asked
you
if you wanted to press
tell me no damn body close to me. Don't be telling me that. You know damn well criminals can do shit. They don't have to be close to you.
Well, usually when they order something, they don't send it. Well, they're not going to send it to your address.
Stop making me wake these people up. Waking my household up with that craziness. No, I'm not frustrated. You're talking, you're talking like you're talking to a teenager.
Okay, sir, when I haven't refunded your July charge, I'm able to issue a 50% back on your June charge.
I didn't join no crazy thing that $125 worth of groceries a month. I never did no junk like that.
Well, it's not for groceries, no, sir. It's for a gadget
store
where you're able to purchase things. Okay. Well, I got your July charge and June charge refunded back. I have a refund confirmation number for you if you want to go ahead and write that down.
I'm calling the bank on y'all as soon as I get through. You won't let me call the bank now because I don't join stuff like that. If I order something, I order something. I don't order to jump into no thing that you're going to hit me for $39 a month talking about some crazy behind junk like I'm supposed to get $125 worth of stuff a month. Nobody
well, yes,
told
sir.
Me
that's
nothing like that.
That's understandable. That's why we have a fraud department. That is why we do fraud claims here,
just
sir.
Give me my money
so
and cancel this craziness.
I got
please,
you the July and June charge refunded. Would you like to write down your refund confirmation number, sir?
Well, I want your information. Don't just take my information.
What information would you like from me, sir?
Where are you from? What this
I'm
company
from
is return? Give me the return number,
Santa
y'all.
Ana, California.
Hold on a minute. What's the name of your company talking about? I'm supposed to join a $339.95. I don't do that kind of stuff because I'm frugal. The reason my wife would do something like I would never do. My wife didn't have my car. I'm just saying. My wife, she just joined. I'm not a person that do this kind of stuff. And ain't nobody had my card. I'm just telling you, like, my sister would do stuff. I mean, use my sister or brother. And they way up in Georgia somewhere. I'm way up in the New York area. They would do stuff. They know me. Everybody know me. I'm a frugal guy. I'm not going to join nothing that I'm paid $39.95 and you're supposed to email me. Now, I don't even see emails come in bunches, 1,000. I don't even know what. That's how you, I wouldn't even know the email that you sent me because it's bunched up in thousands and thousands. I got 7,000 emails. How do I pick you? I don't even know nothing about how to, if you send me that a month, where to pick it out at. I don't even know the company, how to pick out that email to see you're playing with people and y'all should stop that craziness. What's the name of your company again?
This is Tactical Bag, sir.
Who gonna order a tactical bag and then the 39? Oh, give me tech.
Sorry, you ready for that refund confirmation number, sir? Got you canceled and
no,
refunded
ready
out
for your
June
information.
Okay, what information would you like, sir? My name is Sarah.
What is so tactical bag without any information? You say you want to buy one. Say somebody want to buy one. They don't know the opt-in for you to take $39.95 from them a month for some $125 worth of whatever merchandise a month.
Well, you win the gift, and then it tells you in the terms and conditions.
Ain't no terms
upon.
Nowhere. It's a site. And that's all it is. And you want to order a bag, and it looks like it's a big ass bag. You send people these little ass bags. Then you opt them into $39.95 a month, which I didn't know it because if I'd have known it now, I would have been called my banks and stuff and all those people because that's fraud. You don't. It doesn't say. It just says a tactical bag. That looks good to me. That's a big bag. I need a new one for my job to put on my bag. Boom. It does not say anywhere, and you're going to be billed $39.95 because we're sending you coupons in an email that's crowded up with 100,000 other emails every month for $125. What the shit? It doesn't say that. Stop playing with people's monies and bank accounts. What is my number that you're going to give me my money back so I can let my bank know?
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm getting that loaded. It's going to start with R as in refund. All right, give me 1 second. I'm just trying to get load back to that page. Okay, it's R as in refund, 260.
I couldn't hear that number.
260 853 373.
Anybody guess? I'm not sending y'all $39.95 a month for some crazy stuff. I don't even see. Do you see me ever use that them coupons or anything like that? That you said that is so plainly and probably in the smallest writing you could ever find. Not that site did not say nothing like that. It just say buy a tactical bag. It didn't say nothing about no $39.95 a month that you're gonna be taking out of my hard-earned money. And gas is $5.75 a gallon. That you're going to take that out of my account every month because you're sending me $125. And it does not do that. Tony, you sit here and tell me that it's not true. You
yes,
take it
sir.
Upon
I've
yourself
went over the
to
terms
do that.
And conditions with you already, sir. I understand you're frustrated. I'm glad we got it handled and refunded back.
And that don't bill me no more, please. If you do, I got, you know, the bank have lawyers and stuff, you know. I know you probably saying, oh, so, but it's in writing, it's a contract. You might think that, but I got money back myself from a lot of companies here that said the same thing. You say, oh, it's you. You don't. That's not sitting there in black and white that you say that. Okay, buy this bag, and then after they so $7.95, and then we're gonna bill you $39.95 every month because we send you $125 in coupon. That's not true what you're saying. And I know it's not true. That's the only name of your company?
It's yes,
Tactical
sir.
Bag?
Correct.
No address, no nothing?
We don't provide that information due to us not accepting products back into our warehouse.
You got my address. You got mine.
Correct. It was manually put in when the order was placed. That's correct.
Why can't I don't have yours?
Yes, sir. We don't accept the products back in, so we do not provide that information out.
Because I want to send this right back to you. I was trying to figure out whenever, and I just happened to see it tonight. When can I find out who sent me this bag? There's nothing in the bag that tells you anything. I tried to call. It's a post office box number box that you get when you look it up. The bank tonight a month ago. It wasn't even direct. It's like you send it to UPS. You have a box or something in UPS, and you just send it out through there instead of a plain address. Because you know people don't understand that junk that you're writing on these websites, that you're gonna start billing them all this money. That's why they don't put it there. It's like you got a post office box at UPS or something.
Was there anything else I'm able to assist you with today, sir?
Was this Santa Ana, you said, California?
That's correct.
This is unacceptable, ma'am. Unacceptable.
All right, sir. I got y'all canceled and I got that refunded back. I do want to thank you for giving us a call at customer support, and you have a great day.
This is bullshit. Get your damn account. No, they control.